Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107, Sunday, First Class, January 11th, 2026, 2025, Christmas Special.
What happened to Oregon? They had a great year. The only problem is they had to play Indiana twice. And they lost both times. But all the way to the semifinals, that was a very, very good year for Oregon. But Indiana, you would think they were from Texas. They have one great football team there, Indiana. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the teaching of God's word. And therefore, open the word of God to Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Our 2025 Christmas special. In preparation to worship our Lord, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you for the privilege we have this morning of fellowshipping with you through the study of your word. And as we do so, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Our 2025 Christmas special has been an in-depth study of one verse, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. And this great prophetical verse presents the hypostatic union of the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, at the very beginning, because a child has been born for us, the true humanity of the Messiah, and a son has been given for us, the undiminished deity of the Messiah. The Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, therefore, is the unique person of the universe, the theanthropic person, the God-man, undiminished deity, true humanity, united in one person forever, different from God in that he is man and perfect man, different from man in that he is the eternal God. And therefore, one of the most important doctrines that you as a believer can know and understand is the doctrine of the hypostatic union of the miracle Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we studied that in great detail at the beginning of this special. The first clause of verse 6 presents the greatest miracle that this world will ever know, the incarnation of the eternal Son of God on that very first Christmas. The first clause of verse 6 puts the spotlight on the first coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, the miracle Messiah. And then the second clause of verse 6 puts the spotlight on the second coming of the Messiah when it says, and the government will be on his shoulders. The Lord Jesus Christ, when he returns at the second advent, establishes his kingdom on earth, will be the ruler of planet earth. And he'll rule the entire world with perfect justice and absolute righteousness. And then in the last half of verse 6, the prophet Isaiah gives us four characteristics of the celebrityship of the miracle Messiah, our Lord Jesus Christ. And we have studied the first three characteristics. The first one, he is our wonder counselor or miracle counselor. Second, he is the mighty, omnipotent God. And third, he is the eternal Father. We studied those in great detail. Now, that brings us to the fourth characteristic of the celebrityship of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Prince of Peace. Now, and that's fourth characteristic, the Prince of Peace. There are four concepts of that title, Prince of Peace. The first concept is that he is the Prince of Peace, providing world peace. And we studied that one already. The second characteristic or concept is he is the Prince of Peace and reconciliation, and we're in the middle of studying that one. The third one is he is the Prince of Peace and providing inner peace in the soul of the believer. And fourth, he is the Prince of Peace that has the most phenomenal system of blessings for us. Blessing for us in time and blessing for us for all eternity. Concept number one was the Prince of Peace and world peace. Since the Messiah is the Prince of Peace, he is the only one who will ever bring about world peace on planet Earth. There will be no world peace until the Prince of Peace, the miracle Messiah, returns at the second advent and establishes his kingdom on earth, the millennial kingdom. The miracle Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, warned us that there will be wars and rumors of wars, hot wars and cold wars, until he returns at the second advent and establishes his kingdom on earth. Matthew 24:3-8. There have been throughout human history, however, lots of reversionistic people and leaders and false prophets in the Old Testament who were constantly trying to produce world peace and safety when there is no peace. And we studied that in Jeremiah 6:13-14. Jeremiah 8:10-11, Ezekiel 13:8-10. So there will be no world peace until the Prince of Peace, the miracle Messiah, Jesus Christ, is ruling planet Earth in the millennial kingdom following his second advent. And that is prophesied for us in Isaiah and in Micah. We saw that in Isaiah 2:1-4, and in Micah 4:1-3. Concept number two is the Prince of Peace and reconciliation. The miracle Messiah, Jesus Christ, is the great peacemaker between God and man. The miracle Messiah, Jesus Christ, removed the barrier between God and man by his work on the cross. So the Prince of Peace, the Lord Jesus Christ, is a barrier remover. This is taught in the Old Testament and the New Testament, Isaiah 53, 5 and 6, Ephesians 2, 13 through 18, Colossians 1, 19 to 22. And grace always precedes peace. The grace of the cross precedes peace with God, reconciliation, the removal of the barrier between God and man. Peace is a synonym for reconciliation in the Scriptures. Since being reconciled to God through faith in Christ establishes peace between God and the believer. And this is taught, the Apostle Paul taught this in Romans. Romans chapter 5, verse 1 says, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God." Peace with God, reconciliation. "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace." All believers are reconciled to God the moment that they believe in Jesus Christ. But the work of reconciliation actually took place when he was on the cross. Peace or reconciliation between God and man must be ratified in every individual case through personal faith in Jesus Christ. The doctrine of reconciliation explains the removal of the barrier between God and mankind through the salvation work of the miracle Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. And that's also taught by Paul in Romans 5. Romans 5, verses 8 through 11. "But God demonstrates his own love toward us." That's his virtue love toward us. "In that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, the salvation work of Christ on the cross, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through him. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only this, but we also exult in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation." Now, not only is there a barrier between God and man as a result of being born in the status of spiritual death, but there are also many barriers established between man and man. Unfortunately, today, there are many believers in Jesus Christ that are creating barriers between them and fellow believers. And that's not the plan of God for us. We are in union with the greatest barrier remover of all time, Jesus Christ. We're in union with Christ. We're the body of Christ. He's our great role model. He removed the barrier between God and man. We're in union with him. And the plan that he has for us is that we should be removing barriers between us and fellow believers. There's no place for you to have a personality conflict with another believer in Jesus Christ or with anyone. When you understand the spiritual life that God has for you and you live that spiritual life by the spiritual skill, what happens? You fulfill the ultimate objective. And what is that ultimate objective? Virtue love. You have virtue love brought to completion in your heart. And that is made up of three parts. First of all, you have personal love for God the Father. That comes first. And that's the great motivator that motivates you to have impersonal love for all mankind. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Unfortunately, today there's a lot of bad and ugly out there. But when you have virtue love, your personal love for God the Father will motivate you to have impersonal love for all. And you know what that means? You will be removing barriers. Not creating barriers, removing barriers. We had a couple that was in this church for many years. They are not here anymore, but they are back in Texas, and they listen to all of our, they get all the classes that come from here on MP3. Dusty and Bonnie Gordon. And Bonnie worked in a casino here. And her job was to deal with people that had all these complaints. Complain, 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 complain. And people that are gambling in a casino, they have lots of complaints. Whenever somebody had a complaint, they'd send Bonnie out. Here come, and I mean, Bonnie, just as cute as a bug, she comes out there, and they're just... And then she says, you know, Pastor Olson, I just kill them with kindness. And boy, they had the perfect gal working in that casino, Bonnie. She removed the barriers. And she did it. She was a Christian. She had virtue love brought to completion in her heart. She had impersonal love for all, and she never fought with them or anything. I just killed them with kindness. Impersonal love for all. So not only is there a barrier between God and man as a result of being born in the status of spiritual death, but also, unfortunately, today there are believers creating barriers with other believers. The third part of virtue love is occupation with Jesus Christ. And when you have virtue love brought to completion in your heart, well then, you're following your role model. We have a role model here. The Lord Jesus Christ is our role model. He removed the greatest barrier of all time, spiritual death, by His salvation work on the cross. Now, you are in union with Jesus Christ, and He's your role model. You live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, attain spiritual maturity, have virtue love brought to completion in your heart. You will remove barriers between you and fellow believers. No personality conflicts. There's no place for personality conflict. That means that you have a problem in your own spiritual life. And frankly, you don't have a spiritual life when you have personality conflicts. So here is the, now we go one step further. Here's the Prince of Peace of reconciliation, and we are in union with the Prince of Peace. We are the body of Christ. So let's take a look at this. One. The reconciliation of man to God through the salvation ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ provides the basis for the removing of the barriers between man and man. The reconciliation of man to God through the salvation work of our Lord Jesus Christ provides the basis for the removing of the barriers between man and man. In other words, point two, the Lord Jesus Christ is our role model. He's our role model. And therefore, the unique spiritual life of the church age calls for the believer to remove barriers between themselves and others, not to create barriers. The unique spiritual life of the church age calls for believers to remove barriers between themselves and others, not to create barriers. Three, you create barriers between yourself and others when you get out of fellowship with God. You're out of fellowship with God when you create barriers between yourself and others. Because at that point now you're living by the lust patterns of the sin nature. You're living in Satan's cosmic system, interlocking systems of arrogance. Arrogance always results in this personality conflicts and interlocking systems of hatred. And you might even be associated with people that are telling you, you shouldn't have anything to do with this person, that person, that person. And they judge, slander, malign another believer. You're listening to the wrong people. You need to listen to Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace. And you need to live the spiritual life and advance to maturity. The Word of God should be more important than the air that you breathe. Grow up in the grace and knowledge of Christ. Attain spiritual maturity. Have virtue, love brought to completion in your heart. And when you have that, that will remove any personality conflicts with others. Four, you remove barriers between yourself and others when you live the spiritual life that God has for us in the church age. And when you fulfill the ultimate objective of the spiritual life is to have virtue love brought to completion in our hearts. That personal love for God the Father, which is the great motivator, and it motivates you to have impersonal love for all. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Doesn't make any difference. And occupation with Jesus Christ. He's the greatest barrier remover of all time, and now He's at home. When you have virtue, love brought to completion in your heart, He's made Himself at home in your heart. And now you're thinking the mind of Christ, Bible doctrine. And that means you will be a barrier remover. No personality conflicts. Five, you create barriers with others by mental attitude sins and sins of the tongue. And you should never, ever, ever be involved in sins of the tongue, of judging, slandering, and maligning any other believer. No, there's no place for that. That's not a part of the plan of God. That's not a part of the spiritual life. That's not a part of the filling of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, virtue, love, joy, peace, patience, peace, reconciliation, removal of barriers, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, fidelity, tolerance, self-control. That's the fruit of the Spirit, not slandering, maligning, and judging. That's not the fruit of the Spirit. You only create barriers. You don't tear down barriers. You create barriers. So you create barriers with other believers by mental attitude sins and sins of the tongue, judging, slandering, maligning. Six, you remove barriers by fulfilling the mandates of the Word of God. Ephesians 5:18. Keep on being filled with the Spirit. That is, keep on being empowered by God the Holy Spirit. Galatians 5:16. Walk by means of the Spirit, and you will not carry out the lust patterns of the sin nature. 2 Peter 3:18. Grow up in grace orientation, and knowledge, doctrinal orientation, of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You remove barriers by fulfilling the mandates of the Word of God. Turn over to Romans chapter 14. Romans chapter 14. Romans chapter 14, look at verse 10 first of all. But you believers, why do you judge your brother, a fellow believer? Or you again, why do you regard your brother, fellow believer, with contempt? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of God. That's the judgment seat of Christ, the Bema seat. Now look at verse 13. Therefore, let us not judge one another anymore, but rather determine this, not to put an obstacle or a stumbling block. What's that? Creating barriers. Putting an obstacle or stumbling block is you're creating barriers between yourself and a fellow believer. So therefore, let us not judge one another. Because when you do that, you're creating barriers. But rather, determine this, not to create barriers, not to put an obstacle or a stumbling block in a fellow believer's way. 7. Carnal, reversionistic believers create barriers between themselves and fellow believers. Carnal, reversionistic believers create barriers between themselves and fellow believers, while believers with impersonal love for all remove barriers between themselves and fellow believers. While believers with impersonal love for all remove barriers between themselves and fellow believers. 8. So, the Prince of Peace, the miracle Messiah, is our role model for the removing of barriers in our human relationships. The Prince of Peace, the miracle Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, is our role model for the removing of barriers in our human relationships. 9. What the miracle Messiah, the Prince of Peace, accomplished for all mankind on the cross is reconciliation. What the miracle Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, accomplished for all mankind on the cross is reconciliation. He removed the greatest barrier of all time, the barrier between God and man. He removed the greatest barrier of all time, the barrier between God and man. 10. Therefore, anyone, any place, anywhere can have peace with God by simply believing in the Prince of Peace, the miracle Messiah, Jesus Christ. Therefore, anyone, any place, anywhere can have peace with God. That's Romans 5:1. By simply believing in the Prince of Peace, the miracle Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. 11. Reconciliation is the means of establishing unity. unity in the royal family of God. Reconciliation is the means of establishing unity in the royal family of God. Turn over to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians 4, starting at verse 1. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, command you to walk in a manner worthy of your calling, your election to privilege, into which calling you have been called. How do you walk in a manner worthy of your election to privilege? Verse 2, with all humility. And humility is respect for the authority of God, respect for the authority of the Word of God, respect for the authority of the communicator of the Word of God. With all humility and gentleness. And gentleness is mental attitude grace, maximum grace orientation, and patience, showing forbearance to one another in love, virtue love, impersonal love for all. Being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. The unity of the, being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Now, this is a very great passage. Ephesians 4, 1 to 3. Since all members of the royal family of God have been reconciled to God, at the moment of faith in Jesus Christ, it follows that all members of the body of Christ should be reconciled to each other. This is the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Let me amplify this. I want you to get this. This is a very, very important principle in our study of reconciliation. One, the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace means we're all on the same team. We're the body of Christ. We're all in union with Christ. We're all on the same team. And therefore, there is no place for personality conflicts and fighting with one another. The unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace means we are all on the same team. We're all in union with Christ. And therefore, there is no place for personality conflicts and fighting with one another. Two, whenever personality conflicts exist between two Christians, one or both are completely out of line. Whenever personality conflicts exist between two Christians, one or both are completely out of line. Three, God does not mandate personality conflict in the spiritual life. There's no command in the Word of God with regard to the spiritual life that we are to have personality conflicts, that we are to create barriers. We're told just the opposite. We're commanded not to create barriers between yourselves and others. The problem in personality conflicts are caused by arrogance, such as jealousy, bitterness, vindictiveness, hatred, anger, self-pity, malicious gossip, slander, maligning, judging. The problems in personality conflicts are caused by arrogance, and that includes so many different sins: jealousy, bitterness, vindictiveness, hatred, anger, self-pity, malicious gossip, slander, maligning, judging. 4. Therefore, when you find yourself in a personality conflict with another believer, look at yourself. Look at your own life and what you're doing. Are you building barriers? And stop pointing your finger at the other person. Therefore, when you find yourself in a personality conflict with another believer, you look at yourself, your own life, because God's plan for your life is to have virtue, love brought to completion in your heart. And your personal love for God the Father will motivate you to have impersonal love for all other believers. We all sin. You can't judge and malign someone else for their sins. You sin. Every one of you sin. If you haven't sinned, please stand up. We all sin. But when you create barriers, you judge another person for that, their sins, and then you justify your sins. You sin too. What about your sin? Well, they're white sins. No, that's white supremacy. See? We all sin. And you justify your sins. It's okay for your sins, but then you condemn another person for theirs. There's no place for that. That's not the spiritual life. You should be having impersonal love for all. Virtue love brought to completion in your heart. Occupation with Christ. And He's the greatest barrier remover of all time. And occupation with Christ, that great barrier remover, has made Himself at home in your heart. And you're thinking His Word. And therefore applying His Word to others. We have so few believers today that have fulfilled the ultimate objective of the spiritual life. And there is so much carnality and reversionism and arrogance and living in the cosmic system. And we see believers fighting with believers, Christians fighting with Christians, creating barriers. That should never be. And this great, great passage, Ephesians 4, 1-3, tells us that. So therefore, when you find yourself in personality conflict with another believer, look at yourself, your own life, and stop pointing your finger at the other person. There is some cosmic system function that is preventing you from being filled with the Spirit and living the spiritual life. Always look at yourself. Do not blame the other person. Look at yourself. 5. No matter how obnoxious a person is, you should be able to handle it by the filling of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, fidelity, tolerance, self-control. And against these things, there's no law. You should be able to handle it by the filling of the Spirit and by grace orientation. You fulfill the mandate. Grow up in grace. Grace orientation. God's policy is grace. Salvation is by grace. Spirituality is by grace. Grace, grace, grace. God wants you to grow up in grace. When you grow up in grace, you will live your life with grace function. And grace function means no creating barriers between yourself and a fellow believer. You have maximum grace function in your soul toward others. And doctrinal orientation. Grow up in the grace and in the knowledge. Knowledge is doctrinal orientation. That means you have maximum metabolized doctrine in your heart. You have maximum amount of the mind of Christ. The Word of God is the mind of Christ, the thinking of Christ in your heart. And He is the greatest barrier remover of all time. So you have doctrinal orientation. You have personal love for God the Father, the great motivation for impersonal love for all. You have occupation with Christ, the greatest barrier remover of all time. And you have self-contained happiness in your soul. Happiness. Self-contained happiness that you take with you everywhere you go and in all your relationships. So no matter how obnoxious a person is, you should be able to handle it by the filling of the Spirit, grace orientation, doctrinal orientation, personal love for God the Father, impersonal love for all mankind, occupation with Christ, and sharing the happiness of God. You can't get involved in personality conflicts. And if you do and you keep doing that, you will never attain spiritual maturity. 6. Once you believe in Christ, personality conflicts are totally inexcusable. Once you believe in Christ, personality conflicts are totally inexcusable. 7. Whenever you have a personality conflict with a fellow believer, this is a warning. Red alert, red alert, red alert, that there is something wrong with your spiritual life. Whenever you have a personality conflict with a fellow believer, this is a warning. Red alert. That there is something wrong with your spiritual life. Ephesians 4, 1 through 3. Being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. All right, we'll take our break here. And you can go outside and warm up. It's so nice and warm out there. See you in a few for part 2.